from Papua New Guinea. I am of mixed parentage. My dad is from East Sepik province and my mom is from New Ireland. I'm a single mother. I'm age 37. I have 4 kids, 3 boys and a girl. And I am very happy to be part of this project, this interview. Firstly, I would like to thank the lady interviewing me right now for this interview. I think it's made me open up to some of the things I've been bottling up inside myself and then thinking over about things that have happened already. And, well, I prefer moving on and looking at a newer perspective in life rather than sitting down and regretting things that I've made decisions and, well, that has gone already. I am who I am. Firstly, a daughter, a sister, a cousin, and a mother, myself. I am proud that I am Papua New Guinean. It's my true identity. Well, I am educated Papua New Guinean. I respect the beliefs and the customs and everything about my ancestors. And I thank you for those that have molded and shaped me to be who I am today. And I have a bigger dream ahead. And I am working towards it. And I hope one day I can be somebody that the world sees as an equal, I would say, equal player on the field with, I would say, men and women of other parts of the Pacific specifically, and make a name for Papua New Guinea. 6-year-old's mind today, well, that's, there are many factors to that, I would say. Like, especially technology has taken over a lot. And those times when I was 6, it was different. I was starting school. I was at the same time learning from a home, how to help with household duties, how to take care of my younger siblings, because I was the eldest. And what was expected of me as a girl, and how I should behave and do things. And then, well, I had a dream of becoming somebody when I grew up. Well, actually, my parents were secondary school teachers. I didn't like that profession. But I sort of like, I think because I was the eldest, so I sort of, like, I had a dream of being somebody, doing something. Well, today, I would, well, I have a daughter too, so I always tell her that you have to work hard to be somebody, to make a name for yourself. You have to sacrifice a lot. Maybe she's too young to tell her that, but I think it's best you are prepared at a younger age and you are told the things you should know, and then it helps you to develop as you grow up in stages because of the challenging world. And I would say the greatest challenge of all is, I think, on women is the improved technology that has been part of many changes taking place in Papua New Guinea. I would say the first thing, a PNG woman belongs in the house, in the kitchen, in the garden. Well, that's what's been painted, that's what's been portrayed. And very few strong PNG women try their very best to capture and to captivate the minds of the outside world that PNG women, they are capable, they can achieve beyond a male counterpart's expectations. They have visions and dreams. They are talented. They are educated. They can get degrees. They can get masters. They can get PhDs. A very few strong PNG women are doing that for their sisters, their mothers, their aunts, their grandmothers. Because collectively, PNG women are labeled as, I would say, they are good for the house only. They are good for bearing kids. They are good for marrying and being rated as to provide for the men, to look after the men, to look after their children, to look after the men's family, and all these kind of things. They don't expect them to stand out there in the crowd, and they don't expect them to be somebody and to speak out for what is right and to express themselves. It's, I would say it's very unfair, but it's the reality. This is very challenging, but it's very good. Actually, on my dad's side, it's a patrilineal society where my brothers, they are in charge in decision making in the clan and in the family. And in my own nuclear family, it's my husband that has to make the decision. And I have to submit. Well, I don't mind about that. When I was once in the marriage, I accepted that. But on the grounds that I am educated and I have standards, and I don't stoop to the level where you could, the male compromise my standards. That's not on. So I still make decisions after decisions are made, and I still say my part whether they like it or not. My husband likes it or not. That's in our small family. But in the clan and village and family business, well, since I am the eldest daughter in that clan, even when my brothers want to make decisions, they consult me and they ask me about my point of view. And then, which I am happy that they still consider that they have a sister there who has something to contribute. And I am proud of it, but I feel for other women who are not given the opportunity to express themselves, especially in a patrilineal society. Whereas in a matrilineal society, with the ladies, we own the land, we own properties, so our brothers, they come to us, and then we sit down and we talk, and then, well, we give them the right to stand in the crowd and to speak out to people that we have made this decision. We have agreed with our sisters or our mothers or our grandmothers, like along that line, so I would say in a patrilineal society, women are marginalized and they are not given opportunities. Whereas in a matrilineal society, I would say women are given opportunities but not to the fullest. You still have men in the decision making, and then women have to submit to, since the gender says you submit. Well, that's how Papua New Guinean men see it, whereas, I don't know, in other parts of the world it's different. But it's very interesting. If the past shapes who we are, oh, what are we becoming? I like this. Oh, well, the weather this afternoon is very nice weather. We have the sunshine and then the breezes. It's just cool enough. And I'm enjoying this. Well, I'm smiling because I'm thinking of myself. Well, I would prefer sharing my own experience. Maybe it's for some women, they would, I don't know, they would have different opinions, and they would, like, after hearing about it or reading about it or listening to the, they would have something to say. I would say I quit school early because my mom passed away when I was in year 11, preparing to for year 12, and my mom passed away, so I left school. I quit school because I had two younger sisters and three younger brothers to consider, so I left school. And then maybe about a decade after that, I took up a short course in accounting. I wanted to maybe do something for myself. Well, my dad encouraged me to do something rather than just being a housewife. Well, I married after I left school, and then I had two children, and then the marriage lasted for about 4 to 5 years, and then I separated from my first husband, and then I took up accounting studies for about 9 months, and then I finished there. I had a job experience for about 3 months, and then I remarried again. So after that, I didn't have a job. I'm a housewife or a house mom. I was taking care. I had 2 kids, and then I had 4 kids, so I was taking care of my 4 children and my stepchildren. And then, well, I had a lot of challenges in my second marriage. And well, everything has happened already, and it's, well, it's water gone under the bridge. But then when I sit and think of it, like, it's a challenge to me, and I have to try my very best. Somewhere, somehow, I have to start. But I'd say I don't like working for people. I'd like to work for myself and to help other women be creative and do something to help women and girls in Papua New Guinea. But, well, I'm just thinking, how am I going to help that dream of mine come true? So, I am a fighter, and I don't give up easily. And I have been planning and thinking and strategizing for so long, for about a year and 6 months. So I'm planning to start up something, but I haven't really put it down to pen and paper. Maybe I should get it done sometime, but I thank you for this interview. It's given me a challenge to rise up and be somebody for the women of Papua New Guinea, for the mothers and the sisters and the aunts and the cousins and the grandmothers, all the ladies. I want all of us to rise up and show the world that we are somebody and we can do it. And there are no limitations.